sound of Inside Out from Spoon on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. Wednesday morning, 5th of November, coming up to 9:30. Got some of Monsters and Men, Mountain Sound and Tears for Fears to play very shortly on the show. But right now, it's time to say good morning to Peter from St. Francis Hospice. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
How are you?
I'm very well, actually. Thank you, yes.
Excellent. Yeah, good to hear. Peter is here, as he does once a month, to give us an update of all the events taking place for the hospice in the forthcoming month. What are we talking about first this morning?
We're talking about something slightly different. This is really something aimed at health professionals, people who maybe work in care homes, because we have an annual conference. Part of the remit of the hospice, apart from caring for lots of people every year, is also to educate people about caring better for people reaching towards the end of life. There's so many horror stories we read in the papers about bad examples of care, both in hospitals and care homes. Obviously, part of our job is to improve things, make things better, and partly the way we do that is by educating people. That's part of our remit as a charity. So we have an annual conference. We've got our 8th annual conference on Tuesday the 18th of November. It's called Collaborations and Innovations, Paving the Way for the Future. It's looking at how end-of-life care has changed, current challenges and what the future issues are and indeed may be. We've been around 30 years as a hospice. Obviously, we want to be here for the next 30 years, but we have to adapt and change. Many changes. If you just think about sort of everyday life, the way things have changed in terms of technology, but also the way that we live our lives. People live an awful lot longer. Fortunately, touch wood, you know, it's good. People are living a lot longer. But that also raises lots of other issues, because you have people now with much more complex issues living late into life, in their 70s and 80s perhaps. Whereas in the past, horrible to say, but the fact that in the past, people used to die of cancer quite young. These days, thank goodness, through all sorts of advances in medicine, people live a lot longer, but then they may develop other issues like Alzheimer's. So you have more complex issues to deal with, and of course the ways to treat those and particularly to relieve pain symptoms can be very much more complex in terms of managing that medication and that pain and that treatment, and so therefore there's learning all the time. So part of what we do is educate other people about that latest learning, the latest ways to work with people, the ways to help people. There's fortunately always advances in medical technology. So we'll be looking at all of that at our annual conference, Tuesday the 18th of November. It's at the hospice, which is in Havering Atterbower. If you've never been up there, it's a little village just on the borders of Havering and Brentwood. Beautiful little village, and we have the old hall there. It is the hospice. It's been converted. We've got lots of extra office space, and we also have an 18-bed inpatient unit there, and that's where the hospice is homed. And we also have an education centre there. So that education centre will be hosting the annual conference. That's Tuesday the 18th of November. So if you're a GP or you're a district nurse or you work in a care home, this could be of interest to you. And even if this conference isn't right for you, there's an awful lot of other things we have throughout the year. We have a whole prospectus of education courses, and you can check them all out on our website, which is SFH for St. Francis Hospice, sfh.org.uk. And we also have dates and events there, forthcoming education. Some of them are one day, some of them are half day, all sorts of courses. And if you're interested in those, please do sign up and look out for more on that. By way of contrast, of course, Christmas, not that far away now. I've got a couple of Christmassy things to mention today. And first up of those is our Christmas market. We have this, for the last couple of years, been very successful. Again, it's held in our education centre. And this year's date is Saturday, the 22nd of November. A few weeks' time, Saturday, the 22nd of November. On from 11 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. Free entry, lots of parking. We have a car park right next door. Refreshments are served, and festive fun, and of course kickstart your Christmas shopping. There'll be lots of homemade cakes, tombolas, gifts, cards, lots of lovely. I've seen some lovely knitted little toys that some beautiful things have been created for us by lots of volunteers and helpers. So if you want to get something maybe unique as a little Christmas present, maybe for children, grandchildren in your family, and also help the hospice out at the same time, then please do come along to our Christmas market. As I say, it's on Saturday the 22nd of November from 11 to 4. And the reason we put these events on and do this is, of course, we need to raise money for our work as a charity. We get about two-thirds of the money we spend on our nurses and doctors we have to raise from the local community. Fortunately, we get about one-third of the money from the NHS, but the other two-thirds we've got to raise. And this year, we're looking at having to get around £6.5 million, which sounds absolutely staggering figure, but comforted by the fact that every year of the last 30 years we've always managed to raise the money thanks to the efforts of all our supporters, and this year I'm sure will be just the same. We'll get there. It'll be hard work along the way, but we have to put on lots of events, and of course lots of people do their own events for us as well. It's not just what we do, but something like this Christmas market is a great opportunity. A lot of people do things for us. They donate things, they make cakes, they make toys, they donate them to us, and we can sell them and then make money for the hospice and help towards that £6.5 million we have to raise.
I know we've been playing your advert on the show and sort of the past month. I remember playing it one morning, then coming out of it going, this was sort of the end of October, and I was like, yeah, you've got to start thinking of Christmas now.
Yes, that's
right. It's like end of October, but already, like, everything's about Christmas now.
Well, yeah. So
you've got to think that far ahead.
And the advert mentions a thing called Light Up a Life Services. It's just being sort of, you know, very serious for a moment or two. Of course, you know, Christmas is a great time of celebration for many, many people. Families get together and so on. But, of course, for some people, particularly, say, the first Christmas after losing someone, can be a really sad or potentially lonely event for many people. So we put on a series of what we call Light Up a Life Services. We do this each year. They're very, very popular. And the idea is you light a candle at a service. There are interdenominational services. It doesn't matter what religion you are. Anyone of any or no religion can come along to these services. The idea is remember the loved ones who've lost over the last year or previous years, because, you know, Christmas tends to be a time when often a loss is brought into focus. People realise that someone's not there to join them for Christmas dinner or Christmas celebrations. And here's a chance to remember their lives and celebrate their lives. That's the important part of this as well. We do a series of services. We've got one in Havering Atterbury on the 30th of November. That one, though, I think is already full up. So the ones to look at, and particularly relevant for Phoenix listeners, is our service at Brentwood Cathedral on Sunday the 7th of December at 4 o'clock. Sunday the 7th of December. It is a ticketed event. You do need to contact us in advance to get tickets, because it literally gets completely packed out. I was there last year, absolutely heaving with people. So you do need to get in early. So if you'd like to do that, please do get in touch with us at the hospice. Again, you can get all the details you want on our website, sfh.org.uk. I've also got a phone number you can also call up if you want to get more information on our Light Up a Life services being held this December, and that number is 01708 723 593. That's 01708 723 593, and the date for your diary is Sunday the 7th of December, 4 o'clock, Brentwood Cathedral, Light Up a Life service. So if you've lost anyone over the last year, whether or not they were helped by the hospice, doesn't matter. If you want to remember someone's life, then please do get in touch with us, and we'd love to see you at that service on the 7th of December.
Okay, we'll take a break there. More from Peter on the way. We're going to talk about the Santathon event next as well. But we'll play some of Monsters and Men and then back with Peter next. That's of Monsters and Men, Mountain Sound on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. Some Tears for Fears and Busted to play before 10, and some new Professor Green as well. However, still joined in the studio from Peter from St. Francis Hospice right now, and we're going to talk about the Santathon event next, I believe.
Yeah, very popular event. We run, well, a number of years we've been doing this now. If you've never been part of it, consider joining this year. The date for your diary is Sunday the 7th of December, and we have, well, we're going to have hundreds and hundreds of people dressed as Father Christmas running through the streets of Barking Dagenham. We start the event at Dagenham and Redbridge Football Club's ground in Victoria Road in Dagenham, and then we take to the streets. It's a 5 kilometre fun run. You don't have to be super fit for this. This is really important to point out. Of all shapes, sizes and ages are welcome to
join
in this.
I think it'd be odd if you had super fit Santas anyway. They sort of need to fit the Santa stereotype, I believe.
Yeah, well, some people do, and some people certainly look like Santa size-wise before they get dressed in the costume. Some take it pretty seriously, I have to say, though. Some do actually try and set the pace and do run this, but we have all sorts involved. Children are very welcome as well. There's also a raffle on the day, face painting going on, a jingle jiggle warm up, and pre-run massages to get those people who need a bit of get their bones into moving and getting ready for the run. It all starts at 11 o'clock, and there's a best dressed Santa competition as well. Of course, it's a fundraiser. That's the reason we do this. It's £10 for adults, £5 for children, but that does include a free Santa, or this year the alternative is a elf suit. So if you prefer to be an elf, come as an elf. or as yourself, as a Santa, then you can do that, and the costumes are all provided. And as I say, we have hundreds and hundreds of people getting involved with this. It's a great event, and please do think about supporting us. Sunday the 7th of December, same day as that Light Up a Life service we've got later on that afternoon at Brentwood Cathedral. This is in the morning, 11 o'clock, so Santathon, if you can get involved with this, please do. The number to call for this one, if you'd like to take part, is 01708 771 427. That's 01708 771 427, or again, details as always on our website, sfh.org.uk. And last thing on the sort of Christmas front, we have our annual winter raffle. We do this each year. A prize up for grabs in the St. Francis Hospice winter raffle this year is a Ford Fiesta, a Ford Fiesta style, worth over £10,000, I'm told, supported and supplied by Trust Ford in Dagenham. If you fancy a chance of winning that, and you may be one of the many people in the area who've received the raffle tickets through the post in the last couple of days, or if you're one of those, please do consider entering that raffle. We'd love to have you joining. Obviously, it's a very important way. Again, we raise money for our work in the local community. Or if you haven't received one of those and haven't got the raffle tickets, again, give that number a call at our office, 01708 771 427, and we can arrange for raffle tickets to be sent to you. And good luck if you're entering the raffle this year. And the last thing I need to mention is some way ahead. So this is probably for your 2015 diary, if you've got one of those to hand. Or if not, just make a little post-it note, stick it on your the last bit of your 2014 calendar. It's an event happening just down the road, actually, in Great Worley at the Derougemont Manor Hotel. Good supporters of the hospice. They've adopted us as their charity of the year this year, and we're very thankful for that. This is an audience with Elvis night on the 13th of March. An audience with Elvis, 6 p.m. for 7 p.m. seating. It's a full night of entertainment and dining. So there's an evening menu. You get a meal first, beautiful food, coffee, all that sort of range, and then a performance of Passion from an Elvis tribute act. He must be pretty good, this guy, Sal Bashir. A lot of you may know him because he's been doing this for many years, and he does this full time as his professional career. So obviously he's good enough to get invited back many, many times. If you're tall into Elvis music and fancy a night of rock and roll with the King dressed up and looking very much like the King of rock and roll, I tell you, then do get along to our audience with Elvis night at the Derougemont Manor Hotel, 13th of March. I know it's some way away at the moment, but we'd want to get the numbers confirmed as soon as we can do. It's just £35 per person, includes a three-course meal followed by a night of dancing and entertainment, and there are discounts if you book a group of 10 or more. So if you're fancying a party out, an office do or something like that around March time, this might be worth considering. Derougemont Manor, Great Worley, just down the road. It's an audience with Elvis, and it's all raising money for St. Francis Hospice. We'd love to see you there on the 13th of March.